flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so good morning to you on a really cold day. Hope you're having a great start to this Thursday. Sunday should be a special day. I think will be.
You know, when you talk and say the words that they're singing, mm-hmm. It does not make the song better.
No, like, I know. It makes it worse.
Yeah.
But it might make the show better because I'm getting to something.
I don't know.
Like, I'm going to open.
I think maybe the song on its own is better if you don't do like the William Shatner talkover while
they're singing.
I love
your segues out of music.
Well, thank you. Like,
I think they're very good.
Well, let me give you an example. I want to open the door right now for today and tomorrow for Great Times Yours callers to leave a message. I'm going to give you two specific things I'm going to. You know, I'll say instruct, but I'll just say ask you to leave a message on. Times Yours line, by the way, is 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500. Here are the two call to actions I'll give you for Times Yours today and tomorrow. And if you get calls in, like, in the next, you know, 10 minutes, we'll get them on the air today. One is Eagles hype calls. I mean, big game, be hyped, your enthusiasm, excitement, the whole deal for one of the biggest sports games, you know, like this century in Philadelphia sports. We only get a couple of these, and this is one of them. All right. The other is anti-Josh Harris calls.
Yes.
I mean, Josh Harris, you are here in front of us. You could field calls. I mean, we can, you know, I know you're only going to stay this segment. We can keep you till 10. You can field the calls, Josh, from 9:45 to 9:50. Times your, that sound, I mean, you might not like it, by the way. You know what I'm saying, Josh? You're going to be coming after you.
Bring it on, callers. I'm here for you.
First time ever he's here for us. What a thought.
All right, so get those calls in. And obviously get them in quick so we can turn them around for today's show while Josh Harris or faux Josh Harris is here. The Times Yours line is 215-238-4500. All right, what was said yesterday by Jalen Hurts and Quinyon Mitchell about their status for Sunday? We'll get to that shortly. Let's get to Joe in Mayfair right now. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. We got 3 more days to go before the biggest game of the season. And, you know, I've been listening for most of the morning. And what scares me about Sunday is it's not any player on the team. It's Kellen Moore. You got playmakers on the outside in Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Goddard across the middle. If this guy does not call plays right behind the blitz, to get the ball to Goddard in 2 to 3 seconds, or a slant, or a center screen, use some imagination to stop them from blitzing because you're calling plays to get the ball out quickly, to create yardage after the ball's in someone's hand. If they're not going to win, they have to open it up a little bit against what they did against Pittsburgh. They have to allow Jalen to do what he did last year against Buffalo. If you don't allow your quarterback, who's got a 77% completion percentage, under 3 seconds, plays to get the ball out, to get it into players' hands to make plays.
I just see it largely different, Joe. I just see it different. I think, and I'll say,
it's black and white, Joe.
Joe, I think
the numbers are black and white.
Listen. I don't have all the quick plays in my mind. Okay, I can't do that right now. I don't have any data in front of me. I can tell you my guess is the data is skewed by the bubble screens that they run, which inflate to 77%. And listen, you can do that. But if you're talking about across the middle, slants, and things of that nature, I think the quick hitters is what Jalen Hurts is literally worst at.
You're so wrong, Joe. Okay. Joe, the pass to Goddard to beat the Saints.
What are you talking about, Joe? Like the slants.
I'm saying
two, sort of like the bread and butter.
Yeah. I'm saying 2 seconds out, ball out. I think he's terrible
like
at that.
Across the middle and beat the Saints.
I'm saying the double slant, the double slant with AJ. I mean, it's our go-to on third and three, our go-to on third and four. That is the like the staple of the passing offense.
That's the listen. Obviously, they use it, and of course, you have to use it because AJ Brown is exceptional at it. I'm telling you, I think with Jalen's height and reluctance to throw it at times, I think he's not great at that.
Well, Joe, I got a comment. A game against the Saints where they hit Goddard for the long pass to get them in field goal range.
I remember.
Plays like that were exactly. So he does hit those plays. You don't see plays like that.
Joe, you don't see him hold the ball sometimes when he was supposed to get it out? You think he wasn't supposed to get it out and when he held the ball in the end zone?
I see lots of, yeah.
Joe, you don't know where the first progression is.
You know what? But here's what Joe, here's what I do know. He's not supposed to eat the ball in the end zone. I know that.
That's one play, Joe.
No, I agree, but it was also seven sacks.
So I am telling Kellen Moore right now to call plays where your first and second progressions are not 20 and 30 yards downfield.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it has to be. Your go-to, I want to see Kenny Gainwell get three or four catches out of the backfield because he
I want to see Saquon get them. Here's the part I will agree with you on. I do think sometimes the routes are too long developing. And I will agree with you. There is something there that I think is a negative. I'm with you on that.
And a game against Pittsburgh was his best game of getting rid of the ball quickly on a consistent basis because the routes were run that way.
Okay. All right, Joe, give me an answer. What transcended entertainment?
Well, I don't think sports talk would be on radio still, podcasts, XM radio. Howard Stern started it all. And he transcended entertainment in so many ways on radio and on television. His show was broadcast, and now everyone's shows are broadcast. Going to XM radio.
All right, interesting answer. I got you, Stern. Interesting. Ben, where are you on Jalen? Obviously, it's been a big topic this week and every week. Where do you stand right now on the Jalen thing?
Well, I think he's just doing what he's told. And I think he's... Obviously, I don't want to see the sacks. You can't take the sacks.
Yep.
They're like... It's like a double play in baseball. It's a rally killer. It's a flat-out rally killer. You just throw the damn ball away.
Right.
That's my concern.
The numbers prove it out. Like, when you get sacked, your drive stops.
They do.
And we were taught that way. Like, you do everything you can to prevent sacks. Remember, our offensive line, way back with our offensive line coach.
The Runyon Trey Juan Castillo group?
Oh, man. Juan was so dead set that we were never going to allow Don to get sacked. Donovan.
Sure.
He would never be sacked. Like, if we had our druthers, we would have every possible contingency plan in advance. We would know exactly what they were going to try to do because Don on the ground was not acceptable.
Hmm.
It thwarts your chances offensively.
No, second and two, hurt. then your third and ten.
Oh,
it's like it takes
you out of schedule.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we also got our Josh Harris guy here, Leighton in studio. So Josh, the arena. This is our first time talking to you since the arena deal got landed in the spot we want it, but not the way we wanted it to land there. Can you tell us what the hell happened?
Well, I know how to work a deal. Brian Roberts wanted one thing. I wanted another. It's just a couple billionaires feuding. David Silver stepped in. He told us one plus one equals three.
From 90210, David Silver?
Exactly.
I mean, how did Roger Goodell get involved in this? I mean, I got freaking Goodell weighing in on where our Sixers arena should be. What is that nonsense?
I told you I'm playing three-dimensional chess.
Yeah, you did. So,
and unfortunately, to be frank, Market East was a pawn in my game to get the best deal.
Isn't chess always three-dimensional?
In my mind, it is, yes.
All right, let's do as we do every Thursday at this time. We have some fun with some life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life got to be to get life advice from Joe the Camel?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot. Yet they keep asking. Which is why I'm here, like the giving tree. I give. All right, life advice brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. They can really help you out. I want to help you out. James, what does someone need help with today?
All right, well, we said yesterday, happy birthday to Ava Graham. Today, we're going to help out her husband. Her husband has asked for your life advice. Okay. Shout out to Bill.
Okay.
Bill has asked.
First piece of advice, do not divorce Ava Grant.
Big time. Well, yes. That's an obvious piece. Yes. Yep. Treat her like she deserves to be treated.
Imagine if I said, divorce her.
No, I can't.
All right. Go ahead.
So here's what Bill said. He said, I want to get a dog and name him Bill after me.
That is weird.
My wife says, absolutely not. How do I convince her?
You don't. What you're asking is how do you try to convince her? You will, Bill, I love you, man. You will fail because it is a dumb idea.
Amen.
So I don't.
Oh, you don't want it to be confusing in that? Bill, you don't think that'd be fun?
Bill, you're a fun guy. You're a funny guy. In this case, I mean.
So you're not going to help him? Tell him how to go about it. He's asking for your advice.
Change your idea.
He's never had a pet.
Change your idea.
Ever had a pet.
Change your idea. That is my advice.
I think you can name it Bill. Just give it a nickname. Like, you can name it Bill. You can both win.
William.
You can call it William.
You can
call him Willie.
Willie.
Yeah, little Will.
Dude, you'll confuse the dog.
No, you won't.
Yeah, you will.
If you give the dog... the nickname
Ava, what is wrong with your husband?
Here she is.
So many things. But he I will say... Thank you for saying, please don't divorce me.
Of course.
Bill. He's a wonderful human.
Yep.
That was great first advice.
Thank you.
I am not calling the dog, come here, little Willie. it's just not something I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be, the dog would be new, right? We have one dog right now.
Little Willie. I didn't think about that.
I don't want to ever refer, I don't like when people refer to my husband as little Willie or big Bill or any of the names.
Wait a minute. What are we getting at here?
Hey, now.
Is he a little Willie or a big Bill?
His mother's
clean
listening.
It up down there.
His mother's listening. But I don't want Big Bill to be confused with Little Bill, which would be the dog.
All right, stop it.
So, anyway,
I think it's self-evident, though. Like, it's self-explanatory.
Say, come here, Bill. Come, Bill. Come here. Bill?
Oh, good. Ava, you're digging a bigger hole.
I
gotta
can't
stop.
Believe this is happening.
You gotta really stop.
I just think it would be very confusing for the dog. I think it would be. I'm so red right now. It would be very confusing for the dog, and especially with the new dog. I don't need to be yelling for Bill, and then the dog comes.
You don't need the dog to be coming.
He says, "Don't no."
Whoa.
I just don't think
when
it would
you
be
call
nice.
For Bill.
When I call for Bill, I just don't want there to
Ava,
be any confusion.
Put the headphones down
I'm
and
leaving.
Leave now.
I'm leaving.
Yes.
All right,
I'm
Ava. So here's the last thing I'll say to you.
I don't know what to say right now.
I believe you just said something that will be at least a drop of the year finalist.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I really just didn't want to confuse the animal with my husband.
Well, you did that. And then some.
All right.
Torturing this poor woman who's so
happy,
nice.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ava. There
happy
it is.
Happy birthday,
the great, the great Ava Grant. And her husband, Bill. Bill, we hope
Whoa,
we cleared up.
Sorry, Bill.
Hope we cleared up the situation for you. And with
oh,
that,
we helped.
And that is life advice
cleared
with
right
that.
My face hurts right now.
Holy mackerel. Man. All right, there it is. Josh Harris, what the hell was that, Ooh. Man?
Well, I tell you, I love playoff football. I love a little pigskin on a cold day.
All right, 215-592-9494. Josh, your thoughts on this game? Your Washington, as John likes to call them, the commodes. Some say the commanders. Some say the communists. So your Washington commies are going to be in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Your thoughts?
My heart is with Philadelphia. My wallet is with Washington. It's a win-win for me. I call it Washingdelphia.
No.
Where are you watching the game on Sunday?
I guess boys on the sideline like I always am in my long johns and hot cocoa.
Oh, God.
Good God, man.
Are you serious?
This guy, man.
You're not going to be on the sideline.
You're going to be in a suite.
You're going to be in some warm like bag in a suite, right?
My God. Could you imagine if they put you, Josh, up on the Jumbotron during the game?
Because
it's bad
I think
enough.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it's bad enough for us watching TV, but we can't boo in a way that he hears
well,
it.
Well, they put up the Jared Verse comments on the screen last week. So
they put it up on the
you
Jumbotron.
You know, they're not immune to take a little shot
I'm going
to
say this. I'm going to say this, and I love the Eagles. I don't think the Eagles have the guts to
Ooh.
Do it to another owner in town.
I like this.
Do you think they like it?
I'm trying to
show up, Eagles.
I'm trying to egg them into doing it,
Defend
Rhea.
Defend our
I
honor.
I don't think the Eagles have the guts to show
no
Josh
chance.
Harris on that board.
They won't do it. No chance.
Because it would be very, Ben, that's provocative.
It'd be very provocative.
It would be epic.
Very provocative.
Epic.
And
matter of fact, that's Twitter poll question tomorrow. Will the Eagles, not should they, will they?
I don't put it past them.
Well.
Listen, I am here for that level of pettiness.
Right? We like this.
Yes.
That's going to be a Twitter poll question tomorrow. Will the Eagles show? I'm writing this down. Harris on the board. All right, we'll see. 215. By the way, we'll get to today's Twitter poll question coming up in just a moment. Let's talk to Joe in Northeast Philadelphia right now. Good morning, Joe.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, Joe.
Good. Yeah, I actually, what Jason was saying earlier was one of my points I was going to make about how if you line up these two rosters, man, there's not a single spot that they're stronger than the Eagles.
Well, there are, but there's not many. I do think quarterback's one, and I think kicker right now is one.
I mean, it's debatable. You can't base it off of one season.
This is the season they're playing in. I mean, it is what it is, man. Like Joe, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example that worries me, Jake Elliott wise, past years, this year, 2009. I wanted a Game 7 in the World Series, obviously. Okay, because Game 6, the Phillies faced elimination. I was scared to death if there was a Game 7 that Cole Hamels would pitch it. And you guys know I love Cole Hamels. He was not good that year. He just wasn't. I don't quite know why. We've talked to him. There's different theories. But, like, the reality is sometimes great players struggle and you just don't want the ball in their hands or on the kick the ball with their foot in a certain moment. I don't want Jake Elliott to kick on Sunday. He's going to kick. I think it's a mistake.
I agree, but look at Justin Tucker this year, best kicker of all time. He's struggling this year.
Well, I would be worried to have him.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah. By the way, Joe, I didn't see every Ravens game, but I saw certainly a handful this year.
Wow.
He cost them games.
Yeah,
you can make a case, and I'd have to figure it all out. He might have cost them home field advantage. Like, that game that they had to play on the road, maybe their home, if he had made some more of those
kicks. The game against the Eagles, how many did he miss? Didn't he miss, like, two or extra points?
I don't remember, but he missed something.
He was bad.
I know he was. Yeah.
Well, I'm with you there. I don't want him kicking either. It's a liability.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that I think Josh Harris looks like Vladimir Putin if you put him in the microwave. And I hope they put him on the screen, and I hope they bill him.
Huh.
I do.
That's an interesting concept.
Vladimir Putin, if you put him in the... Is it wrinkly? I'm trying to figure it out here.
No.
You kind of melt Putin a little bit.
I guess then, so. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Sort of.
Joe, the Russians could be listening to you right now. They might come
to your
home.
You're on a list now, Joe.
But I went with it. Yeah.
All right, Joe, give me an answer, bud, for what transcended entertainment?
I'm going to say, I don't know if anybody said it, MTV TRL.
No, that had not been said. John referenced something earlier about a specific music video, but TRL was really good. All right, let's listen to Hurts. He's going to play. Quinyon's going to play. Let's play back-to-back audio of those guys. We'll start with Jalen Hurts, what he said yesterday about his status.
Yeah, I've just been progressing, taking it a day at a time. Was able to participate today and be involved and stuff, so just taking it a day at a time.
You feel like you're still on track to play Sunday?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you'd be able to play like you usually do, like be able to run and do
Every game is different, so just want to take it a day at a time and continue to progress.
All right, he's going to play. How effective, obviously, we'll see on Sunday, but it certainly could have been worse. I mean, I think we clearly know that. Let's listen to Quinyon. His could have been worse as well. And he feels, you know, it sounds, you know, I feel very optimistic based on the way he's talking. Here's what Quinyon said yesterday.
How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Ready to go this Sunday.
Any limitations or anything?
No, I'm good to go.
Yeah. What happened on the injury?
I just tried to make a tackle. Kind of like felt something in my like shoulder neck area. And then just couldn't come back in.
How confident are you in making a tackle this upcoming game and not getting injured again?
I'm very comfortable. Yeah, no limitations.
That's great. That's really, really good stuff. All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. We'll round it out here. It's brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. Check out Armand's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at armandchevy.com. That's armandchevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, do you think the Sixers will tank in the second half of the season? Remember, as we defined this earlier today, it doesn't mean tank for the whole second half. It means at some point in the second half, do you think the Sixers will tank for a portion of what's up ahead for the remainder of the season? Yes or no? John, I have the poll results in front of me. And I don't think they want to right now, but I think in about 2 or 3 weeks they might change to a full tank.
Mm.
John,
jeez.
So I would say I think they will, but I don't think they want to yet, if you understand the distinction I'm making. John, poll question, how do you think people voted?
How's it worded exactly? Do you think they'll tank?
Do you think the Sixers will tank in the second half of the season?
Okay.
Yes or no?
I'm going to say 70% say yes.
76% say yes. That's well done by you, John. Because we didn't field phone calls on this topic today. We do have Josh Harris here, though, with us. Josh?
That's blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Are you tanking?
Once we finish this NFL season, I'm getting in that locker room. Uh-huh. I'm getting those guys to run through a wall. We've barely had all of our players on the court.
Why have we had to wait until the NFL season ends to actually have good basketball?
Just get me to the plate, baby, as Ryan Howard says. Just get me to the playoffs.
It shouldn't work like that.
And we'll be okay.
Oh, my God.